whatever, and blah, 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 blah. To explain what? To explain what we are going to hear tonight, really.
How a blind man entered the house of Mustafa, on whom be peace, and how Aisha, may God be pleased with her, fled from the presence of the blind man, and how the Prophet, on whom be peace, asked, "Why art thou running away? He cannot see thee." And the answer given by Aisha, may God be pleased with her, to the Prophet, God bless and save him.
Are you listening? Okay, it's this paragraph and the next one follows this up to talk about what? He was talking about, wake up. He wants to explain to you what is waking up. Being sleepy means you think only superficially. Therefore, the story is like this, I told you last time. A blind fellow comes in. The lady will go and take a cover. The Prophet will say, "Hey, he is blind, he doesn't see you." She says, "So what? I have the eyes, I see him in front of me, in my presence." Do you get it? This vision is the animal one. We are always talking about the other one. That one you should open. When I say open your eyes, I mean open the eyes of your heart to really see. Yes.
A blind man came into the presence of the Prophet saying, "O thou who suppliest fuel to every oven of dough, O thou who art the Lord of the water, while I am suffering from dropsy, help, help, O giver of drink to me." When the blind man came in hastily by the door, Aisha ran away to conceal herself, because that chaste lady was aware of the resentfulness of the jealous Prophet. The more beautiful anyone is, the greater his jealousy, for jealousy arises from loveliness, O sons. Since foul hags are aware of their ugliness and old age, they let their husbands take a concubine.
I hope you're listening. If you're waiting for what will happen, is next paragraph. The story stopped. Now he's explaining something in here. The act of the lady is not logical, right? It's illogic, because the fellow is blind. The explanation, next paragraph. Here, try to understand it, that this fellow, the lady you are thinking about, and the blind man you are thinking about, as usual, you're silly. You forgot the Prophet. He is there and he will see the closing of that guy and this fellow. And let me talk about the jealousy. What is the jealousy? It comes with the beauty. Means what? There is this beauty. Oh, good. There is jealousy with it. It's always, do you remember, positive and negative are both there? So, yes. Listen carefully.
When has there been in the two worlds a beauty like that of Ahmad? Oh, may the divine glory aid him. To him belong the charms of both worlds. It beseems that hundredfold sun to be jealous. saying, I have thrown my orb over Saturn. Beware, O stars, and cover your faces.
Means, remember, I'm not talking about a fellow and his wife and a blind fellow. I'm talking about the prophet. So try to understand. This fellow came in with... Why? Why did he came in, the blind fellow? Oh, you forgot, you were not listening. He is thirsty. He came in, he said, I'm thirsty, and you are the one who is disturbing the water, the knowledge. So give me that. So I'm talking in that level. Remember, yes.
Be noted in my incomparable radiance, else you will be put to shame before my light.
This is it. The role that this prophet is playing is, listen. Listen carefully and change yourself the way I'm telling you. If not, you will be silly. So he's doing the stuff that I started the first pages here. That prophet is doing his job with his presence even. Yes?
For kindness' sake, I disappear every night. How should I depart? I only make a show of departing, that for a night you may fly without me like bats, flapping.
Bats, they don't like the light. They fly the darkness. He said, you are like that, and you're silly because you think that sometimes I'm gone. Don't you get it? That my presence somehow is in the meaning of we. So, yeah, I pretend that I will come and go and blah, blah. Yes.
That for a night you may fly without me like bats, flapping your wings around this flying place. And that like peacocks you may display a wing and then become intoxicated and haughty and
yes,
self-conceited.
We talked about it. Do you remember one of the thoughts that you had to put away at the beginning of book 5 was this silly animal, which is the most exaggerated expression of the beauty. It has two very ugly legs. This is the story of we. We talked about it. This trying to have a gesture, trying to fool everyone with the appearance and all of that. These are not what we are talking here. With the other eye, if you look, you see the meaning of you, not the physical shape of you. Yes?
Look at your uncouth feet, like the rustic shoon that were a candle to Ayaz. At dawn, I show my face to reprimand you, lest from egoism you become among the people of the left hand. Leave that, for that topic is lengthy. Who is the final, the command B hath forbidden lengthiness.
Read again the last verse.
Leave that, for that topic is lengthy. The command B hath forbidden lengthiness.
Means I tried to explain it, and it's not normal, explainable normally. So it will be long. I just told you that. Remember, in this book that you're reading, remember, look for the meaning, why I'm saying this. So that's why I explained that. Okay, imagine a very special presence. Then let's go back to the story of the blind.
Mustafa, on whom be peace, made trial of Aisha, may God be pleased with her, and said, why art thou hiding? Do not hide, for the blind man cannot see thee. in order that it might appear whether Aisha was acquainted with the secret thoughts of Mustafa, on whom be peace, or whether she was one who would follow his express wishes. The Prophet said by way of trial, "He cannot see thee, do not hide." Aisha made a sign with her hands. "He does not see, yet I see him." Reason's jealousy of the beauty of the spirit is this sincere admonition, being full of similitudes and allegories.
Okay, did you get it? What did you get? Almost nothing. The Prophet said, "He's blind, he doesn't see you." What did she say? Nothing. Not talking, because when she's talking means she is singing for that blind man to become horny. Yeah, she just signed something, did like this, that. Not to even talk. So he's carefully organizing a very bizarre space. Yes.
Notwithstanding that this spirit is so hidden, why is reason so jealous of him?
Then there is this question. Really think about it. When this spirit that I'm talking about is so hidden, which sometimes comes out and there is some special cases, how come that this logic of you is always jealous about it? You always think about it. The stuff that you don't understand. How come that this spirit is really hidden and the apple, your logic, is always jealous in here? Yes.
O jealous one, from whom art thou hiding him whose face is concealed by his light?
You're trying to hide something that its face is brilliant like a sun. You want to hide it? Yes. Day and night you are trying to deny it. Let's be logical, right? Let's do it. Yes.
This sun goes with face uncovered. His face is veiled by the excess of his light. From whom art thou hiding him, O jealous one? The sun cannot see a trace of him. This jealousy in my body is all the greater because I desire to hide him even from myself.
This is a real good confession. That this jealousy that I'm talking about is so strong in here that even I'm trying to hide it somehow, because it's that obvious that we are jealous when we are talking about the people in love, aren't you? Deep down you're jealous because you wanted it to be you. Yes.
On account of the fire of fell jealousy, I am at war with my own eyes and ears. Since thou hast such a mighty jealousy, O my soul and heart, close thy mouth and leave off speaking. If I keep silence, I fear that the sun will rend the veil from another quarter.
This is the problem. I know it's not explainable. So I'm trying. It doesn't work. So I think maybe I should quit. But I think if I quit, this light Jump out, it's light, it's the nature.